Despot Stefan, son of Lazar Rebeljanovic and Princess Milica, inherited a Serbia that had been crippled by the Battle of Kosovo and forced to accept the Turkish Sultan as its ruler. As proof of Serbia's obedience, Princess Milica sent her youngest daughter, Olivera, to join the Sultan's harem. Despot Stefan respected the oath of obedience until 1402, when, after the Battle of Ankara, Sultan Bayezid was imprisoned by the Tatars. From this moment on, his foreign policy took a sharp turn. He aligned himself to Hungary so that Serbia would be protected by a powerful Christian country. Hungarian King Sigismund of Luxembourg gave Despot Stefan command over Belgrade, which the despot duly named the new capital of Serbia, replacing Kruševac. That's how, thanks to some clever diplomacy in 1404, Belgrade not only became Serbia's capital for the first time, but also its military, economic, and cultural centre. Despot Stefan immediately began restoring Belgrade's fortifications, building new city walls and towers. In the upper town, where the old Byzantine house had been, the despot built a castle. During his rule, Belgrade prospered, both economically and culturally. However, Belgrade would only remain the Serbian capital for 23 years, until Despot Stefan died in 1427. His sudden death halted the fortress's evolution, stopping it from growing into a true city. As per earlier agreements, Belgrade was returned to the Hungarians, and Serbia's new capital was established in Smederevo.